Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, March 23rd, 2023. US futures are pointing to a higher open. European equity markets have opened lower following mixed Asian trade. US dollar is seeing widespread declines, weakening the most against the Aussie dollar. Treasury yields are down at both ends. Commodities are mixed with crude oil pulling back from highs and base metals strengthening. Bitcoin is higher. In macro news, initial market takeaways from the March FOMC meeting note that the tone of the statement could signal a potentially earlier end to the Fed's tightening cycle. There's also attention on the Fed dialing back its commitment to further rate hikes, as Chair Powell noted that bank officials weighed a pause at Wednesday's meeting. His comments on the banking sector turmoil also appeared to convey increased concern about an economic blowback from tightened financial conditions. Market concerns remain over the U.S. banking crisis after Treasury Secretary Yellen said that the authorities are not working on unilateral extension of deposit insurance. Elsewhere, there are discussions about a threat to risky debt issuance from Credit Suisse AT1 wipeout. However, Singapore and Hong Kong have signaled opposition to wiping out AP1 holders before equity owners. The Hong Kong Monetary Authority raised the base rate following the Fed's rate hike, and the Philippine Central Bank also raised the benchmark interest rate by 25 basis points. And for Europe, central banks also remain in focus, with the Bank of England and the Swiss National Bank expected to hike rates today. On the data front, Japan's manufacturer sentiment remains downbeat amid concerns over slowing growth. Singapore's core inflation was steady in February and lower than forecast. Key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today includes the weekly initial jobless claims and continuing claims, the Q4 current account balance, followed by the February new home sales, and the weekly EIA natural gas inventories. Notable earnings reporters in the U.S. today are Accenture, General Mills, and Darden Restaurants. They're all reporting before the open. In corporate news, the FDIC has postponed the bid deadline for SVB Financial Group from today to Friday this week, according to Bloomberg. Ryanair's CEO has said that he is optimistic on reaching a major new plane order in the billions of dollars with Boeing, according to the Financial Times. In Asia, equity markets finished mixed on Thursday, with some calmness returning to the region. Tencent was leading in Hong Kong after beating sales forecasts on advertisement revenue. Mainland China stocks also ended higher. Taiwan and South Korea both went higher, while Japan and Australia were weighed down by banks to record mild declines. Southeast Asia was mixed, and India traded flat. European equity markets are softer today. The UK Prime Minister Sunak's Brexit deal was backed by the Parliament by a large margin on Wednesday. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Thursday, March 23rd, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.